Captain, did I order the use of an interrogation droid on this prisoner? He's force sensitive. We do not want to damage him. Now leave us. I'll handle this interrogation personally. I do apologize for the captain. She's something of a blunt instrument. Oh, such defiance! And the droid had not even begun its work! I'm sure your master would be proud. Were he still alive to see it. Oh, strain all you like, boy. Even if your skill with the Force was strong enough to undo your shackles, which it's not, I'm using my own skill to keep those locked tight. But you should be grateful. He fought valiantly, and I gave him an honorable death. By my lightsaber, rather than a hail of blaster fire. You'll avenge him! No, no you won't. Besides, vengeance is not the Jedi way, now is it? Oh, now that struck a nerve. Better than any droid could. Wasting my time, am I? Because you don't know anything. Oh, I believe you. I know the captain didn't, but she's trained to be skeptical. All the evidence that we gathered suggests that you and your master were a lone cell, unconnected to the rebellion. A Jedi Knight in hiding who happened to stumble upon a young Force-sensitive. So yes, I believe you. You won't tell me anything because you don't know anything. But no, I am not wasting my time. I'm not here for what you know, youngling. I'm here for you. I sense great potential in you. Potential your master only scratched the surface of. With proper guidance, you could become a powerful Sith. Oh, hush. You are no Jedi. You are the Padawan of a Jedi. And you are trained in the Jedi way. But that does not make you one. Your choice is not yet made. As firm as you attempt to appear, I sense your uncertainty. Evil, am I? I suppose that is what a Jedi would have you believe. That I'm some sort of monster, bringing terror and destruction wherever I go, and killing little boys like you for my own amusement. But perhaps it's more complicated than that. Jedi and Sith, light and dark, both are pathways to knowledge of the Force. The Jedi seek it through harmony and repressing their own instincts and desires to find some inner peace. Ugh. But what is achieved by fighting one's own instinct? Emotion and desire are not obstacles in your path. They're the fires that drive you onward. This is the wisdom of the Sith, youngling. What the Jedi deny, we embrace. Let me give you your first lesson. A few words of great significance to me. Peace is a lie. There's only passion. Through passion, I gain strength. Through strength, I gain power. Through power, I gain victory. Through victory, my chains are broken. The Force shall free me. Do you feel that? I am planting those words deep within your mind. I want you to ponder them. And still, you deny me, devout until the very end. But it is yourself you truly deny, boy. Your master taught you control, but I can feel the passions burning within you. You truly hate me for killing him, don't you? You said it yourself, that you would avenge him. Do you believe that hatred is something to be ashamed of? That the pain and loss I cause you should go unpunished? I know you don't. Not deep within, even if you refuse to admit it to yourself. Your heart calls to the dark side just as mine does. We are more alike than you know. Why do you shudder? Does the thought of intimacy frighten you, youngling? Of course it does. Love, lust, untamed desire. All things the Jedi fear. But what the Jedi fear, the Sith embrace. Let me remove those clothes for you. Oh my. Your body betrays you, youngling. Your desire is on a full display. I think you feel it too. What I felt when I first saw you. A connection. Deep in the Force. Our paths are meant to intertwine. Fate has brought you to me, and together our passion will burn like a star. Silence, boy. It's rude to interrupt your mistress. In fact, do you feel that? That tightness around your neck? With every errant sound you make, it will grow tighter until you are within an inch of your life. But that's just a simple joke. I can do so much more. Yes, my dear. I've taken away your sight. For the moment, at least. There's nothing you need to see right now. Just to listen and to feel. Do you feel my leather gloves running so slowly down your chest? Let me take them off. My hands are so much warmer, aren't they? You cannot deny me any longer, youngling. Your body belongs to me, including your arousal. I'll start slowly with gentle strokes. I can feel it building inside you. The pleasure, the lust. The Jedi would deny you these things, but the Sith... No, we stoke the fires that burn inside us faster and harder. Shh, every cry, every moan only chokes you tighter. How very delicious. There's only one way to release the grip of the dark side, boy. Surrender. To desire, to passion, to me. Stop struggling and lose control for me, dear. Just this once. You're so close, so very, very close. Very good. Oh, such a mess. That was just a taste of what the Sith could offer you. What I could offer you. In the coming days, I shall show you even more of the allure of the dark side of the Force. And free you from the narrow-minded teachings of the Jedi. And one day, you shall accept. You will kneel before me in submission and become my apprentice. And then your training can truly begin. Until then, I'll leave you to your own devices, give you time to reflect on what you've been taught. But I do think I'll keep your sight, at least until we meet again. The darkness will help you focus. See you soon, my dear. And do not forget my words.